Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Brought to you by Sky. A touch of power can change the world. Watch The Nevers exclusively on Sky.
Today FM.
It was a busy weekend. It's nice. The country, everything is opening up again. And it is time, of course, for a roundup of the GAA weekend, which really means only one man, which means Morgan Freeman. Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Allison. If I may inquire, where's Ian?
Oh, he's away this week.
Nobody gets away, ma'am. They always come back. Life on the outside ain't easy, especially for a man like Ian. You see, ma'am, he's been institutionalized. The only place he knows is here.
True, Morgan, but it was a big GAA weekend.
That it was, Miss Allison. I'm an old man now, so I find all these new divisions in the Alliance Football League confusing. Division 1 North, Division 3 South, Division 2 North South something, I don't know. They sound like prison wings to me. But what a weekend it was. Kerry have come flying out of the traps. 4-21 to Galway's 11 points. A pasting. And that boy, that boy, David Clifford. He has the most impressive legs I've seen since Betty Grable. A shimmy of the hips, so stunning. A flick of his left boot, so arrogant. I found myself blushing like a prom queen. Rumor has it that Joe Brawley's head exploded while searching for new hyperbole in the bushes. A weekend filled with football, but also hurling. Wexford beating Clare. Davy Fitz is now beating himself, as if he wasn't complex enough already. And Limerick, beaten for the first time in 2 years by Galway, with accusations of simulation by the great John Kiley. They say if the Golden Globes do go ahead, the Galway half-forward line will clean up in the acting categories. I'm Morgan Freeman, and I love the GAA.